Bani Hechsher. You don't have to put any water on it. That's the look. He did soap as an avatoma. When you eat it, that's the Xeras HaKosav. It becomes tummy. It doesn't need any Hechsher on it. Mashenken Tiyama Betumas Kalab. Mashenken Tumas Eichlin. Shetzricha Hechsher. Usually needs a Hechsher. Every Tumas Eichlin needs a Hechsher to Mekabel Tumma. So therefore, here, maybe you do need a Machshava. So where is the question? No. Or Mitzrich Hechsher. Do you have to have a Hechsher on this Eichel here, on this Nebela Seif Torah? Do you have to have a Mashkim to come on it? Is that true? Like, usually it's true. Usually food could only be Mekabel Tumma if first water went on top of it. But that's only regular food, but not this type of a food of an Nevela Seif Torah. For your Tanan, we learned like this, that Shloisha Devorim Nemru B'Nevela Seif Torah. There were three things that were said about Nevela Seif Torah. Tzricho Machshava, it has to have Machshava, you have to think about it. But V'yena Metam Ela Rebei Sabliya. It's only Metam Ela Rebei Sabliya, that when you swallow it, that's when it's Metam with the person, Metam with his begodim. We'll soon see what I mean to say Tzrichos Machshava, what do you have to have Machshava over here? But V'yena Tzrich Hechshava, it does not have to have any Hechshav. It does not have to have any water to go on it. So Pasha, what the Mishnah means over here is, that Tzricha Machshava means in order to give this Nevela Seif Torah Tumas Eichlin on it, you have to have a Machshava, you want to eat from it. But that's only the Geir to the Tumas Eichlin. But the Geir to the Tumas of Beis Abliya, then even without Machshava, it's Metamiyu. But once you have Machshava to eat from it, then it has Tumas Eichlin, even though it has no Hechsher. So you see, you do not have to have any Hechsher. Samar says, no, maybe what it means to say was, Nehi de Hechsher, Sheretz Leboi. True, you don't have to have any Hechshim, you don't have to have the Sheretz to come and touch this Nevela Seif Torah. It becomes Tommy by itself, because the Sefer Tomei to Mechamurah, but maybe Hechshimayim, boy, but maybe water has to go upon this Seif first. You have to have a Hechshimayim. So Moshe says, no, Maishnu Hechshim Sheretz, why do you tell me that you do not have to have a Sheretz to touch this Nevela Seif Torah to become Tommy? The Loi Boy, why? Could have taught it the very Bishmuel, learned by the very Bishmuel. So if so, we'll soon see what that means. If that's the reason why you don't have to have a Hechsher Sheretz, if so, Hechsher Mayim Namlutvish, you don't have to have Mayim either to go there. Okay, the Tana Devei Bishmuel, the Devei Bishmuel learned like this. The Tana Devei Bishmuel, he learned like this. The Pasuk says, I'll call Zera Zerua Sheyizra. This is a Pasuk here by Zeroyim, that is the Pasuk of Hechsher for Nechon to Vakam Batuma. So the Tana Devei Bishmuel says, I'll call Zera Zerua Sheyizra. They learn out the parasha of Maz Royim, just like Zroyim, regular vegetables that grow. Shein Seif on Tama Tome Chamura, by itself, it will not have any Din Ava Tomer on it. It doesn't have any Tome Chamura. Therefore, it's Rechid Hechsher. That how does our food become Tomei? You need Hechsher, two types of Hechsher. First, water has to come over it, and then the Sheretz has to touch it. Is Av Kol Shein Seif on Tama Tome Chamura, any type of a food that by itself will not have a Tome Chamura, needs a Hechsher. It's Rechid Hechsher. But Yotzeh goes out from here, Nevela Seif Torah goes out from this, the din of a Nevela Seif Torah, that by itself, Sheh Seif Otam Atom HaChamura, that by itself the Nevela of a Neif Torah, again, a Torah Dika bird, when it died without a Shechita, so the person comes to eat from it now, when he swallows it in the Beis Abliya, it's Metama the person, that's called the Tom HaChamura. If so, this Neif Torah that has a Tom HaChamura, Sheh Tzrich and Hechsher, right now, if you want to give it a Tumas Eichlin on it, so it can become a Tumas Eichlin without a Hechsher. Mean to say, you do not have to have water come on it, and you do not have to have a Sheretz touch it. But a Machshava you have to have. Because if you don't have a Machshava teach from, it's not called an Eichel altogether. Tumas Eichlin only comes on an Eichel. So true, you have to have Machshava teach from it. But once you have Machshava teach, it means give it to a great teeth, and Echnami, then you yourself will not have to have any... You yourself not have to have any, Hechsher Mayim or Hechsher Sheretz on it. So was too bad to kasha, what the Chum mean to answer back to Yochanan ben Uri. Samara says, Rather, Eloma Rava, Vitemira Papa, Shum Tuma Chamur Boilam, and Shum Tuma Kala Boilam. That's what they meant to say. Rashi says, it means like this, Loyim Amata Vituma Chamura Dinu Shimatama Bloy Machshava. We never find any tumah chamur, any ava tumah by itself that needs a hechsher. A sheretz or a shechvazer, they need any hechsher. Any ava tumah by itself is always tumah. That's why you don't have to have a machshav for this Nevela Seif Torah. Mashenkin, a regular tumah oichlin, that always needs a hechsher. A tiyama betumah skalod yechlin, shafar pishes, do anything. You know, here you don't have to have a hechsher, true. But usually tumah oichlin do need a hechsher.
So since they do need a hechsher about it, it's worth the sale here, you have to have a machshava. And without a machshava, Taika would not be kabul to mas eichlin. That's like a taina, what the chomi and sabbat of Yechon Menuri. You can't make this kabul chayma. For Nevela, so if Torah true deed, you don't have to have machshava. Because that's never your readiness for tumas for machshava, for any hechsher. For Shank and Tumas Eichel and always needs Heksher, here also could be a koponim, you'd have to have a machshava before it'll be Makabo Tumas Eichel.
Now the Gemara says, Omarev, Umoydi Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon agrees though that Linyan Maise de Machshava Schiber Shmo Machshava. As even though before the Sovereign of Rabbi Yechon, that if you have a machshava v'shasitz mechubar, it doesn't give the Shem Eichel a kabotumma. For Kabbalah's tumma on a food, you only have to have a machshava after it's pulled off. But here Rabbi says that Rabbi Yechon agrees the linyan maisa. To say that something is mechubi v'truma samaisa, when can the machshava be chal for Yibra Shem Eichel? Here Rabbi Yechon agrees that a chibar, a machshava's chibar, shmo machshava. Some of Rabbi says, Mino, Mino, Laharama, not to say this. The Tanan will learn like this. A Mishnah in Maisras has say of the Aza of different type of vegetables, things that grows. The Aza was high salts, Vakunius Shebchotza, and these things grow in a courtyard. Im Hoyo Nishmorim, if they are watched, and Havamin now means if there's grown in Shem Achilas Adam, then Chayovim Sadachayiv in Trumas of Isis. So the question is, hey, what are we talking about over here? You learn if you want to tell me this arena machilah liyadam that it was planted lechatchilah bedas that a person should eat from it. So tzrichul meim, but you have to tell me that's chayv and truma samaisus trito. El olav is mechayz talking about this arena machilah lebehema. At first, when they planted these vegetables, like these growths, it was planted l'shem to give it to us, feed it for an animal. And still, the Ketanya says over here, imhoyo nishmorim. Question: how many was the world growing is being watched now? You have a machshava to give it to a person to eat. It's chayov. It says yichayim truma samaisus. So here's the proof to say that by truma samaisa you can have a machshava even when it's growing to give it a shem oichem. Omer Vashavashi says no. Hoch over here bechotzer sholom aleim askinotomer over here chotzer that these things grow by itself. Nobody planted it. And the chiddush is then who stam the yodam kam and that's the chiddush here. That when stam these growths are also considered stam lo adam, and therefore they have a locha that mechuyev truma samaisus. Vochi kom. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Im achotz im mishameres if tzchotz is watched, meaning to say it's not hefkom. Then perasecha yavim the beres achayiv. And what's the reason why? Because min stam they grow in the shem mechilas adam. Beim lav. Let's say it's not watched this chotzer. Then it's like hefka. Then pturim is potim in truma samaisus. Moser Rabashi, Asher Rabashi has a question like this. Moser Rabashi says, Kol Shechayavim, B'mais Rois, Metamim Tumas Eichlin. We had before anything that's called an Eichel, that's Mechoyiv and Trumas and Mais Rois, so then that Eichel is also Makabo Tumas Eichlin. Now, the Amisiv is true what you're saying, that you can have a Machshava B'mechubur for Trumas and Mais Rois, and not for Tumor. We can have these things that are growing. We don't know when it's growing, whether it's oimit for the haim or it's oimit for nodom. So if you have machshava, then to feed it for nodom. So you're telling me now, the according to Rabbi Yochanan, the machshava helps to mechayv and trumas amaisers. But v'yei metam and trumas eichlin. But to get to trumas eichlin, there you say Rabbi Yochanan holds the machshava b'mechuba does not help. You have to first wait till it's cut off. See, while this thing is growing right now, it's not called an eichel a kabel trumas eichlin. The machshava right now does not help. And that even after you pull it off, pick it off, it will not be mekabel trumas eichlin. Cause money, you don't have a new machshava. Mashenki, once you pick it off right away, it'll be mechuyev in trumas amaisus. To see a shayach that has something that's chayev in trumas amaisus and does not have hilchos tumah. On a rov says like this, it's not a question. Hoki kom, and this is what the Mishnah means to say. Kol min, any type of a food, shechayev b'maisa, meaning to say that with machshava has a shem eichlin, it's mechayev in trumas amaisus. Such a food also matamim tumas eichlim. The nechlami, when you have machshav on it, this is a min that machshav helps to make it into an eichel that will have a tumas meisa. But doesn't mean to say you can't have a situation where you have machshav on this and not for that. That could be. Just means any min that with the machshav gives it a shame eichel for meisrois who are din the right machshav will give it in tumas akabel tumas eichlim. The more it says hochinan. Hochinami Mistar, but this is for also this way. Minatani says, since it says in the Sefer, they're called Shechai Yibereshis Hageiz, Yishai B'matonis, any type of an animal that Yishai Bereshis Hageiz, that's the locha that you shear off the wool, off your sheep. So, you have to give a portion of it, Matonis Lokain, So who adim such a sheep such an animal is chay b'matonis? When you shech the animal, you have to give this royal chayayim v'kevah to the kohen. But you should know v'yesh to certain cases shechay b'matonis, that the chayiv take matonis, let's say by a buckle or cattle, that if you shecht it, you have to give this royal chayayim v'kevah to the kohen. But the chayiv b'reish is the case because it doesn't have any wool on it. Now the amisa is true what you're saying. Ayiko treifa. There is an animal that's a treifa. So you have a case an animal's a treifa. The chayev is brishas ageiz. The amisa is that when you shear off the wool off the sheep, even though it's a treifa, still you chayev in the mitzvah is brishas ageiz. But viena chayev is a matonis. You don't have to give the matonis to the kohen because you only have to give the matonis to the kohen if you can eat it. If it's a bar shchita. Mashenkim, the animal is a tray for us, you can't make a shchita run. If the shchita is not mapped with bachilom, there's no mitzvah matonis. You see, there's a hechatim, there's a case here that you can have a chi of rachis agaiz, and you don't have a chi of matonis to kohen. So how could the Mishnah say that kol shechay of rachis agaiz is chay of matonis? So, the teretz must be that shame min behema katoni. Means any min behema that you chai bereshes is a gaze, that min is also chai b'matonis b'zmer l'chai m'keva. But the protest is k'kud b'nechnam, and this animal happens to be a treifa, mach mazetz potter min matonis. But it's a proof to say we're talking about now called min. It means the type of an animal that's chai bereshes is a gaze, that type is chai b'osin matonis. Omer Vinu says, no, could be there's no proof in this Mishnah. I'll tell you, a man who doesn't know this Mishnah. He goes like, Rabbi Shimon, he goes according to Rabbi Shimon, she did, it's none. Rabbi Shimon, poitra was a trait from Rishis Agaiz. Shimon doesn't know a trait for his potter from Rishis Agaiz. Therefore, there's always a case that whenever you are chayv from Rishis Agaiz, who would in chayv matonis? And this case of a trait from Shimon, the same way you potter from matonis, who would in your supporter from Rishis Agaiz. And he learns the sound, the Gemara Shchin Chul learns it out, why he holds the apartheid from Rishas Ageis. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav Simi Barashi, Toshima, come in here. Says, Alochom, that Hamafkir is karma. If somebody is mafkir his vineyard, Fihishkim, then the owner wakes up the next morning, Baboka, early in the morning, Ulbotsrin, like he goes to Bizaycha back in his vineyard. And he starts to cut off the grapes. So Locher is a chai be peret of oilus. He's not chai. He leaves over the small grapes. He's chai to give the peret and the oilus to the niyim. Uve shichoy, if he gets something there, uve peyah, is mechuyev in peyah. Even though it was one tefka, but since the owner himself was zeicha back in it, there's a rashi being done as a first to say, tals of yiseirom, to be married, but you're still mechuyev in these mitzvahs. It's like, it's clearly like it was never hefka. But, upotim in a maisa. Maisa is still potter from the maisa since it was one tefka, so even though the owner was zeicha back, still you potim in a maisa. Now, we learn like this. We learn that kol shechaya b'peya, any time you have to give off peya, it's chayv b'maisus on that type of tefuah, also you chayv on trumas b'maisus. Zchurtzakashi, there could be a case where you mafker it, and then you woke up next morning, that we say you put them in a maisa, but you chayv in peya. And so the theory here, you see you chayv in peya, and you put for maisa. And here's the mishnah kol shechaya b'peya, it's chayv b'maisus, so it's a stira. So Elamai, Elalash, Shemin, is this another proof that min ketoni, the pshat is, means the min. That this type, it means a type, any type of a food that could have a chiyuv payah to it, could also have a chiyuv trumas amaisus. So Shemin, that's a good proof to say we're talking about the min ketoni. And we're saying, Tanan Hossam, learned in Mishnah, Tim Peyom, Moidim Chachom Nu Rabbi Akiva, Chom Agrit Rabbi Akiva, that Bizareya, if you plant Sheves or Chardol, these types of spices, sheves or chardo mustard, the shnayim, which also claim is if you plant in two or three different places in the fields, shnayim and peyim mikolachas v'yachas. It's called a separate field, even though it's a machlekes over there. We keep nechama other things. If you divide up one row of vegetables in between other ones, does it make it into two separate fields to mechayv yourself in two separate payas? Or is it one big field, you have one chiyuv peyam? But over here, even the chom megrut chom kivam, that the plants, zeraya v'shev, as Rashi says, the svara is these type of things. Since they're only planted letavla for spices, so therefore in two or three places, like choshev by itself, and therefore even the chom megrut chom kivam, you have to take off peyam mikol echad v'yechad. Each part is called like a field by itself, that it has its own chiyuv peyam. So my question, I v'shev, this type of a spice, the mechayev b'peya, we're saying, now what? You have to give peya from it. Or mechayev b'maisa. And still it's chayiv in Trumas and Maisers. It's now not like this. I mean, it should come out that it's chayiv in Maisers also. You give the Bach's Gersuiz for Shevas and Mechayiv Bekeya is Mechayiv and Maisers. It should come out also chayiv in Trumas and Maisers. Why? The Tanan, but not like this. The Tanan. That kol shechayiv bepeya, anything that's chayiv in peya, chayiv b'maisa, it's also chayiv b'maisa. Now, omid mechayiv b'maisa, since the shevah is chayiv b'maisa, it should also be metamot tumas eichlin. That's what we had in the Mishnah before. Then if it's noicha for maisa, it's noicha for tumas eichlin also. Alma, what do we see? That komili, the yavid l'taim, anything that's made, even though it's only made for spices, to give off taste into the other food, not to really eat it, still metama to mesechlin. Still, it has a lochom of a neichot to mekabel to mesechlin. And what's the proof? Because the high chef is this type of a sweetness of a spice. Letaim yavid, it's made for it to give off taste, to get spice something. Just even though it's not really meant to eat by itself, but since it's made for spices, it's also called a neichol for all these halachas that you're chayiv in peya, that you're chayiv in meisel, and that you could be mekabel to mesechlin. Well, in a minute, we have a question. It says in Mishnah Uksin that HaKoshet V'Yachimim, these type of grossness, these type of spices, for Rosh Hibsomim, and the heads of the son of garlic, V'Yateya, V'Yachiltis, V'Yapapolim, and this pepper, V'Chalas, Horeya, and this type of a spice, is Nikochi Mekes of Maisa. The first man had Maisa Sheni outside Yerushalayim, too heavy to carry up, so he's poured it onto money. Now he takes the money to Yerushalayim, and there he has to pour it back onto food. So with the moist Masechen, you're allowed to buy yourself food with it, in Yerushalayim. So it says these things you're allowed to buy with Kesef Maisa, but it says clearly, V'yein metam tumas eichlin, but these things have no tumas eichlin. They're not called an eichel, since you do not eat them themselves, they're only made to spice other things. Tiber Rebbe Kiva, here's the words of Rebbe Kiva. That's the theory. Before we're saying the sheves, it's a spice, it does have tumas eichlin on it. And here we're saying now, since these things are meant for spices, it's not metam tumas eichlin. So it's a theory. So according to Rabbi Kiva, and Omru Loi Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nun, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nun says back to Rabbi Kiva, he argues and says, no, Monashach, in Nikochim, the case of Maisiv Yodi, could buy with the money of Maisiv Sheni, these type of spices, so Mefnei Ma, Eim Matam Tum Asechlin, why do you say it's not Mekabel Tum Asechlin? The Monashach, it is called an Eichel, for Maisiv Sheni, it should be called an Eichel, but Tum Asechlin also. And you may know, Metamin, if you all know it's not Mekabel Tum, these spices, if so, Afeim Lo Yichol, the case of Maisiv, who did you should not be able to buy these things back with Maisa Sheni, with the money of Maisa Sheni, the Torah says to buy food. So good, that's Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri's kasha back to Rabbi Kiva. And the Omer of Yochanan Ben Nuri that Nimnu Begom, we got together and we came up to a maskana, Shenichem Mekesa Maisa, that no, with these spices, you cannot buy them with the money of Maisa Sheni, and V'yayim Etam Atum Asechlin, and not Mekabu Tum Asechlin. So Kopetz Astiri here, both Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri and Kiva both agree that spices are not Mekabu Tum Asechlin, it's not called an Eichel. And before we said yes, that spices the shevus is called an eichel, and it would be mekabel to mesechlin. So it's a stira. So when it says Amar Rav Chizda says Kitan Yehi, when did we learn that mekabel to mesechlin the shevus asu lekmach? When this shevus is made lekmach, Rashi says the koychin nice and the grinded up nice on the kutach. The ikroi shevatoicha matvilu koloicha the high lab letaim yevida the worker. Or we're making a dish out of it, and with this dish you dip your bread into. So the pshat is, when you put the shevis into this dish, it's not the pshat only giving taste into this dish. But otherwise, this is the ikur of this dish, this is the ikur of the sauce. So here, like it's called the real eichel, then it's makabel to mesechlin. But that to be said before, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri and Rabbi Kiva, it's not makabel to mesechlin, that's what's not meant to eat the goof of the spice itself. It's only meant to put into other food, to give spice, to give taste to us into the other food. But when this is the Ikka Michael here right now, that's called Mekamuch, then it is Mekabu Tum Asechlin. Omer Rav Ashi, Ashi says, I'm recently Shemayit HaKayim with Rav Kana. I stood over this lock in front of the Kana. And he said like this, Loi Teima, don't say B'Shevas Asui Lekamach, that we're only talking about Shevas that's made Lekamach. Then it's Mekabu Tum Asechlin, but Hostam or Lekadeira, but Stam Shevas is made just to put spice, to put taste into a dish. And therefore, it's not Mekabel Tum Asechlin. No, don't say like that. But rather, Ela, Stam Shevas Lekamach Asuya. Stam Shevas is made to give off spices, to give off. Stam Shevas is made Lekamach, to make a dish out of it. Like, make it look like a dish to dip your food into. therefore it's an ikar oichol, and therefore would be mekabel tumas eichlin. So minastam shevis is mekabel tumas eichlin. Only if you would ask and make it for spices to spice other food, then we hold it's not mekabel tumas eichlin. And the proof from this is the tanam, learn like this. Ha shevis, that's type of spices. Mishenos nutam the gedera, when it gives off its taste in the gedera, ain't ba mishum truma. It has no issa truma anymore. In other words, when made for spices, the ikra is the taste it gives off, and once the taste gives off, it has no more din truma on it. It has no tumas echlin on it anymore. Or why? Because this shevis means mishnos tamadin, if it was meant to put into a kub like this. Again, it's none. Ha shevis, the type of spices, a sweetener. Mishnos tamadin, there must have been only put into a big pot to give off taste into the food. So then the lochri is it has no issa truma on it. Because it's not called an eichotak, it's not mechurim trumas amaisus, and therefore it is not matabo tumas eichlin. But mashmo achle nos notam gdero, but before it was put into the pot to give off the taste into the gdero, before it was used just the spices, then, yesh pa mishum truma. Adarabba, then minastam we say shevus is made to make its own dish out of it, and therefore minastam it has a shame oichel on it, and therefore minastam it has a din issa truma on it, and then minastam matabo tumas eichlin. Now, v'yisagadaitich, stom al gdeiru, the stam shevus is made to put into a pot, to give taste into a pot, and so, ki loy nosnu, even if you did not put the shevus into the pot yet to give the taste into it, nami stom al gdeiru, also minastam it's meant like gdeiru, that it should not be a tamutum soich and not have tumas amaisis. And here it's mashma no, the minastam it has, and it's a tumas amaisis on it. And so if you put it in the kadeira, then we say it has no dinoichel on it. And Allah, isn't this a proof? Allah Shramino, Stomel le kumach asui Shramino, that minastam, the Shabbos is also made le kumach. Minastam it's also made, to make a tasho by itself out of it. So minastam it is called dinoichel. It's only when you, put it into a kadeira, just to put taste into kadeira, then we say it's bottle, then we say it doesn't have a shem oichel on it. Now the Mishnah says, Kol shechayi b'reshes ageiz, any type of an animal that's chayi b'reshes ageiz, is chayi b'matonis. When you shecht it, you also have a chiyuv to give the zrev l'chayim v'keva to the kain. But if you to a certain type of an animal that's like a boko, like a cattle, that does not have any wool, that's still shechayi b'matonis. When you shecht it, you mechayiv to give the matonis, the zroya, the thigh, the chayim, the cheek, a cave on the stomach to the kohen, but v'yena chai bereshis agayis, it has no wool, you're not chai bereshis agayis, it's only with wool. Animals that have wool, when you shear it off, you have to give a certain amount to the kohen. Now, kol sheyesh le beer, any type of food that grows during Shemitah, that has the issa beer, meaning it comes a time when there's no more left on the fields for the animals, you have to take it out of your house, is yesh le shriya, that type of food also has a kedusha shriyas on it, that you can't do business with it, you can't be noig bal, not be noig like hefker on it. But v'yesh for certain type of foods, sheyesh le shviyas, it has nisa shviyas on it, but v'yen le beer, it never has the chiba, take it out of your house. The most of this, kagoin, what's the ratio that has a chiv beer, that's all the haluf, the leaves of this vegetable, the luf, shaita, v'han dindunah. These are things that have a beer, because these things have an end to it, they don't last that long. So that's the locha, that when there's no more left on the fields, then you have to take out this paris from your house, you have to be mafkarit. But yesh le shvias, a certain growth that have an issa shvias on it, you can't do business with it, you can't stam destroy it, you have to eat it. But v'yein le beer, and never has to chiba, take it out of your house, you don't have to be mafkarit. And what is that? It's ikra luf, that's the roots of this luf, shaitam. V'yikr ha nidno, that these things never get empty in the fields. The pasuk says, "Lahem tochov lechayy shebiyat zochotia kol tfuos alechol." Rashi on this: Kol zman shechayy chelis minasada. Kol zman lechayy can eat from the field. To meichel b'hem tochov. But bias, you're allowed to give the animals in your house. Let it keep it inside your house. But once kol lechayy minasada, once there's no more tfuos left in the field, there's no more this type of growth in the fields, then kol lehem tochosh b'bayis, you have to take it out of your house, you can't give it to the animals anymore, and you have to go be mafkeh them. But the hani lekolu, these things, this ikr haluf, the roots of this luf, that type of vegetable, it's always there in the fields, therefore never has the issa beer. Now the Mishnah says, Kol sheyesh lekashkashim, any type of a fish that has scales on it, you should know yesh lesnapper, it also has fins on it, and therefore it's kosher to eat. So the ikar of fish is make sure it has scales and you know it's kosher. But the yesh lesnapper, there are certain fish that has fins on it, they swim with them, but the aim lekashkashim does not have scales and it's treif. Kol sheyesh lekanayim, any type of an animal that has kanayim has horns on it, you should know yesh lekalofim, its hooves are split, they're kosher hooves. But the yeshua, certain animals, yeshua tlofman has split hooves like a chazir, but the yeshua kanayim, it has no horns. Now the Mishnah says, kol sheyeshua kashkashim, any type of a fish that has scales on it, if dag tor comes out, it's considered a dag tor because it has scales, for sure it has fins, it's kashkashim. But yeshua, certain type of fish, yeshua snapper, it has fins on it, but the yeshua kashkashim, it has no scales on it. That's called dag tomi, that's a dag tomi. In Soligmo says, michti, let's see. Anan, we come out our kashkasha samchim, the ikka was samchim, the fish has scales, you know it's kosher. If so, snapia, the kosher rachman alone, why does it have to write about fins altogether? The ikka should be totally in the scales. Samora says no. Ila kosher rachman, it's not the third one that wrote snapia fins. Havimin, I would have thought to say, my kashkasha, what kashkasha means, may the ksiv snapia, because I would not know what the words mean. So would it just says kashkasha, I would have thought to say, maybe it means fins. And therefore, I would have made a mistake to say the filu dag tom is also kosher. Therefore, kosher rachmon is not the kashkash, is not to make a mistake. So therefore, you know you have to check for both. So for sure, you have to make sure it has scales. And then you know the fish is tor. The Mishnah still says the vahashtu the kosher rachmon is not the kashkash. Minon, how do we know to say the kashkash is levushu? How do we know to say the kashkash is that's called the scales? Maybe that's the fins. So Mishnah says the chsiv, because there's a pasuk in Shmuel that says. That is kashkashim, that's the lovush, that's the cloth. That's how we know the kashkashim, that's like the cloth, that's like the scales on the fish. For the Gemara, so now that we know kashkashis means scales, it's a lichter rachmona kashkash, that's the Torah just like kashkashis. And I know what it means. It means like of the scales. For lay boy snapper, I do not need the Torah to write the word snapper, it's no purpose. That the ikas simon is the kashkashis. If it has kashkashis, I know for sure it has both his Torah. So why does the Torah have to write snapper altogether for? Omer Abavua, v'chintam of Rabbi Shmuel, enech nami, that you have to say, yagdil Torah, v'yad sam to be magdil the Torah. Now the Mishnah says, kol atoyin brach liyach of anything that you eat, that you have to make a brach, achroin, you should know for sure, toyin brach lefonu, you have to make a brach rishoyna. But v'yesh, there are certain things, toyin brach lefonu, you have to make a brach lefonu, you have to make a brach rishoyna, but v'yesh, toyin brach liyach, you don't have to make a brach achroinna. So first of all, so you might want to come to conclude. First on all the yerik vegetables, you have to make a bor of your adama, but no bor in the fushes. So first question of the Rabbi Yitzchok, the Mavorach HaYuroko, like we all, you have to make a bracha achroina on vegetables. And so lasu yamaya, what does the Mishnah mean to say there's no bracha achroina? Lasu yamaya, water, you only make a shaka, no bor in the fushes. But still, the Rapopo, the Mavorach HaMai, like we do, we make a bor in the fushes, even on water. If you drink revius of water, you have to make a bor in the fushes. So lasuya mai, what does the Mishnah mean to say there's no bracha achroino? It's lasuya mitzvah. If you do a mitzvah, you're going to make a bracha lefonov and not a bracha achrov. When we sit this, we make a bracha before and not afterwards. For the Gemara, the Lubnei Marofa, the people in Eretz Yisrael, the Mavorchi, Bosses, Alikut Falayu, after they take off the tefillin, they make a bracha achroino on tefillin. So at least by some mitzvah shayla, ta'iz mashma only by tefillin. But Kopon of the Ross, some mitzvah, at least they have a bracha achroino. And they say, Shekhashon, with sons of Itzavon, Lishma Chukov, and Rasu Yimai, according to them, what is something that for sure has the bracha achroino? So, and the Marian says, Lasu Yet Rechnoi. Something that you smell, that you make a bor mitzvah summum on it, that everybody agrees, you only have to make a bracha rishayna, and no matter how much you smell, there's no bracha achrayna. Alright, we'll stop here.